This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, all part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock. Say hello, Kevin.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day here in San Diego.
He's borrowing headphones, borrowing a windscreen.
Because I drove a different car, and then it forgot everything.
He forgot everything. So, all good.
Along with the buffet line here, I need my own locker room.
Hey, excuse me, Brendan, why was there not treats in the green room this morning?
Still working on it.
Where is the green room?
Technically, it's across the hallway from you.
Oh,
guys.
Is that the green room over there? Okay.
The green room's white room here.
Well, green rooms are never green, just so you know.
Right? It's so weird. Why do they still call it the green room?
That's what it's been called for forever, and that's where all the guests wait. So there you go, the green room. Anyway, so we appreciate you joining us this morning to Auto Talk Radio. Kevin's disappointed. He doesn't have his buffet in the green room. He doesn't have a locker to keep his stuff in. So we're going to have to send an email up to management here to see if we can get that happening. So along with the other items, huh, Brendan? All good. We appreciate everything you do, without question. All right, folks, we appreciate you joining us this morning here at Auto Talk Radio. Yeah. What are we talking about today, Kevin?
How to find a quality repair faculty.
Faculty? Facility.
I didn't read that fully.
What's an auto repair faculty? It would faculty is the people that work someplace, isn't it?
Well, a quality without quality faculty is not a good shop, okay?
Okay, I will give you that. There you go, 110%. You need a quality shop with quality faculty. I agree with you. And that would include everybody from people that work in the front, managers, service consultants, to all the way to technicians. You need all the quality faculty, right, Kevin?
Yes.
That's correct. Did you lose something over there?
No.
Okay, good. As long as you're doing fine, then we're all good. So for now on, you'll have to read every sentence before you speak.
Okay? I didn't even open that email until right now.
Well, there you go. At least you have it on your phone still. For sure. For sure. All right, folks. Appreciate you joining us this morning. You can give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Once again, 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. Busy week this week, huh?
Yes.
Car-wise?
Yes, very busy.
Any kind of cool stuff going on? Lots of transmissions I saw you were working on.
Yes.
Quite a few, huh? You spent all week on transmissions this week?
Yes.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well.
They do break.
Yes.
For the most part, huh?
Yes.
No, didn't you finish a diesel truck too you were working
yes.
on, I saw?
An injection pump.
Oh, injection pump. The high pressure pump?
Yes.
Oh. It was losing prime or something?
It was starting to come apart.
Inside?
Yeah, so there was metal shavings and...
Gotcha.
That's, I mean...
Any injectors damaged or no?
No.
Oh, good.
I was having an issue with the fuel pressure regulator, but... Once I got in there, you could see the metal shaving stuck in the end of it.
So. Oh, causing the regulator to hold open.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, so dropping off pressure.
You got to put the injection pump in and then put the filters, flush everything out, and get it all.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. He's not talking close enough to the mic. That's because it's not his windscreen, and he's staying away from it. So he's going to have to start yelling more.
Okay, is that better?
Whoa. Easy now. Going to blow everybody's ears. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170 is we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related this morning. We are talking about, though, finding a quality auto repair facility and before you need one. And often this happens, you know, you move into town, you're new someplace, you're out of town, you're on the road, whatever it may be, you might need it. So obviously when out of town on the road and have an issue, that's going to be more of a quicker thing than in town. You move into someplace new. So we'll start with the move into someplace new. You know, I one time was speaking with an elderly lady, and she had told me, she said, "Hey, look, my husband passed away of 30 years, and he used to take care of all the household responsibilities, which included the cars." Her question was, how do I know if I'm going to, or how can I find a quality repair shop? You know, she had said that he had handled most of that stuff, and she wasn't convinced that the previous place she had been going to was of quality. So, you know, there's numbers of people that move into some place or have this kind of scenario that are trying to figure this out. And there's many items that I come up with that are extremely important when doing so. Number one, I always tell folks, there's a couple ways you can do this. Number one, a great place to start is with AAA. Because AAA vets their repair shops better than anybody out there, no question about it. And every year you have to hit a CSI rating. They come in and check on us quarterly, make sure everything's good. If you are a AAA member, you don't have to be to find a AAA shop, because you can log on to the AAA website here in California and or anywhere nationwide. There's also a AAA nationwide, and you can put in your zip code, and it will give you the AAA approved repair facilities near you. So a good way to go, that's a great place to start. Once again, because those facilities are vetted. Actually, they're the only ones that are vetted really well that I know of.
Well, so it's a good start. I mean,
it's a great start. There is no question.
Because at least somebody's checking in on them.
Way better than any place else, because most places, I mean, the state of California has a Bureau of Automotive Repair. You have to have a license, but they don't come around quarterly and check on you, and they don't even check on you to get a license.
Well, the difference with them is they don't start checking on you until somebody complains about you.
Exactly. That's the exact point I was going to make. They're busy doing that, handling consumer complaints. So, you know, unless there's an issue, you don't ever see one of those guys or gals, because there's ladies that work for the Bureau too.
It's kind of like dealing with the police department. I mean, if you're not having issues, the police aren't going to show up to your house every day. So, I mean.
Yeah, the police are a little different though. You as a business owner, if you have an issue with somebody, you can call the police. As an auto repair shop, we can't call the Bureau of Automotive Repair on a consumer. We should be able to, but you can. There's a few I would have liked to somewhere down the road. Not too many, but a couple here and there after over 25 years of doing this. So
no, they are definitely on the other side, but I'm just saying they don't come by to see if you're
unlike AAA that comes by and does a consumer index rating on us and calls clients and all that. They don't do those kind of things. You're right.
No.
Yeah, not at all. So they are more of an enforcement division, we would say, the Bureau of Automotive Repair is, than AAA, which is more of AAA will help you as a client or as a member if you have an issue with the AAA repair shop or a concern. Definitely will step in and help you. There is no question. They also are out there, you know, with us regularly, making sure that our facilities are clean. We have quality technicians. We're taking care of clients. You know, our clients are satisfied that have had their vehicle serviced and repaired with us. They check with them regularly. So all those items are definitely handled and kept on top of by them, which makes AAA repair facilities of quality, especially here in Southern California that I know of for sure, because and the club that owns Southern California owns several others like Texas and other places across the nation too. So anyway, my point to that is that they go above and beyond to make sure the facilities are of quality and taking care of clients, which is important. So that's the number one place to start, and extremely important if you move into a new place and you're looking to. A second thing I often tell folks is in doing that, you're going to want to go and visit the facility before you need it. That's always a great thing to do. So stop in, talk to folks there. You know, if you're new to town, you know, once you figure out what facility you may want to go to, figure out, you know, just get familiar with it. Most people, like, we have clients that come in and do that all the time that are moved into town. We're more than happy to talk to them. So, and anybody should be if they want to take care of you as a client. So we get that a lot, and folks stop in and just, hey, new to town. you know what? Wanted to meet you guys, heard about you guys on the radio and that, checked you out AAA-wise. We know your AAA repair facilities, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. And you just get familiar. As I tell folks all the time, clients, you know, hey, stop by and have a cup of coffee with us. It's all good. We always have coffee on and ready to go. And if you want to stop in and talk to any of my managers or service consultants, et cetera, they're in the front office, swing by. Any four locations, we're happy to chat with you. So finding a repair facility, doing that is some of the best ways. I also tell folks, sometimes you can also, on top of that, ask, you know, good, if you know somebody that's been living here for quite a while, where they've been going to, et cetera, if they've been happy, you know. But a great way to go, you know, as far as that goes. Once again, my biggest thing is you start with the AAA. It just means the shop has met the standards of membership. To become a AAA-approved repair facility, the shop must undergo rigorous investigation. There is no question about that. And before they can become a repair shop, they have to supply their customer list, and they go through and do calls to verify their CSI rating. And you have to hit a certain CSI rating. And it's about they contact about 100 of the roughly 100 of the shop that wants to become AAA's clients, previous clients, to make sure. So just a great way to go. And you know, they make sure that we have the equipment to repair the cars that we're working on. We make sure that we have the certified technicians, you know, and then, like I said, they make sure that a customer, which CSI I talk about is Consumer Satisfaction Index, for your facility, our facility. And the questions asked are things such as, these are some questions that AAA asked to vet or verify a facility. And that would be such as, was the estimate accurate compared to the actual bill? Very important. Was it close to or at what, you know, in California, that's very important. We at the West Automotive Group like to quote, repairs with tax and everything. That way we try to minimize surprises out the door. We don't want that at all. So that way, when you come to show to pick up your vehicle, you know what it was going to be in that. Was the job done on time? Estimate-wise, did they keep you appraised? In other words, hey, this is what... Now, times can change on jobs anytime, but, you know, did somebody pick up the phone call and say, hey, look, you know, we were planning on tomorrow at 11 being done. Unfortunately, we have a delay on a part or whatever. So that's keeping in time, you know, and keeping clients appraised of the timeline and when they'll have their vehicle back and when we'll be done completely. Always working on mechanical and electronic and electrical things and, you know, whatever it is, and things can change. Because when you're repairing something and parts delays, et cetera, something goes wrong, you know, times can change for that. But it's how you keep the client appraised. Our clients, we like to keep really appraised and know what they're doing. Did they fix it right the first time? Great question, you know. Did you have to bring it back? Was there an issue with it? Big concerns there as far as that goes. If you have to continually return. Now, don't get me wrong. We've had issues with things here and there. So the second part of that is how you're taken care of if there is an issue. Can't work on this many vehicles over 28 years and not have an issue here or there, right?
Yes.
No question about that. All right, we're going to real quick here take our first break. Give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes, here on a fabulous rainy morning.
And yeah, we don't get to say that very often in Southern California, do we?
Oh, it's I like to see the change of season sometimes.
Yeah, like I was talking to Brendan about earlier, right before we started the show. You know, he said they're supposed to get some good rain coming Monday, Tuesday, which will create quite a bit of snow in the mountains.
Yes.
I have to bring my snowboard with me next week because I'll just leave from here and go straight up the Big Bear.
I know Sean White's going to be so happy for that right now.
Well, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. He hasn't been out. Well, I don't know. I'm sure he's been different places snowboarding anyway. All the mountains are open in Utah and all that. So.
Well, Big Bear was all the ski scopes were open in it. We were up there. Was it last weekend?
Yeah. Not real good snow, though, my friend.
Actually, it was pretty good snow because you got to remember they got a bunch of snow. I mean, they've been adding a little bit of snow to
it. Yeah, but they didn't have everything open. This will, if we get this dump, I think they'll have everything open.
No, last weekend they had all the skis open.
I'm saying they don't have all the lifts open at each resort.
Oh, yes, they did. Matter of fact, they were packed even.
Well, they only are doing 50% or 25% of the tickets, number one.
Is Big Bear part of the Southern California region that Newsom, you know, made that map before?
I believe so, yes.
What?
I don't know if it's going to be open then. Is it open?
It's open, but yeah. 25%, that's it. That's all they sell tickets for. They sell out quickly.
Gotcha.
And I know they were making snow for a lot of areas because they didn't have the pack that they needed. There was a lot of the other areas they weren't making snow for up there. So,
I know they're going to be open again.
No, they're not closed. They're open. I'm saying they did. I was reading. I get the Big Bear report.
Oh, okay.
They didn't have all the lifts open. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Oh, okay.
They were open, but they didn't have all the lifts open. But the more snow they get like this, then for sure they open everything up, usually all the trails. So as far as that goes. But which I think means that if they have more area open, they can allow more lift tickets because only 25%. You know what I'm saying? That was the point I was trying to get to.
Well, I do know this. They had overflow parking. They were using overflow parking. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, the parking lot there is not that big. You mean like at Snow Summit?
Yes, because we were right at the bottom of Snow Summit where we were staying. So
yeah, the parking lot's not that big up there though. So
well, I don't know. Christian's gonna go back again this Sunday. So
Does he snowboard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I was thinking too. I was talking to a friend of mine. Like, we should go up and snowboard next weekend, man. So
it ought to be good. Well, I don't. It could have got snow last night too. I didn't even look.
I'm sure they're getting some. They're supposed to get some snow this weekend, but like Brendan was saying, they're getting a lot. We're getting a lot more heavier rain Monday and Tuesday, and that will turn into a lot more 10 inches of snow is what he said they're projecting up there Monday or Tuesday. So by next week, there'll be a good, really good snow base going for sure. And it's fun to snowboard. I've been up there before when it dumped, man, and it's always good to hit some fresh powder if you can. You don't get that at Big Bear too often, so you know, you have to be there right when it hits.
Well, yeah, fresh snow better than the ice.
So. Well, then they start grooming it. Yeah, so it's all good. Fun stuff though. Well,
the cool part is too, it's only what's like an hour and a half.
You'll be there
an hour and a half.
Hour and a half roughly. As long as there's no accidents on the hill on the way up. So that's the important part. Don't forget to take your cables, even if you have a 4x4, if you're heading up there. And a suggestion automotive wise, if you're gonna head to the mountains and you get your cables are best. Chains aren't that great for cars or trucks. You can get a set of cables. Do yourself a favor. Put them on in a parking lot here in San Diego where it's 60 degrees out so you know how it works and that they fit and all that. That way you know exactly what you need to do in case you need them. Because even if you have a four-wheel drive, the highway patrol can turn you around if they're requiring, you know, I've been up there. I always drive four-wheel drive trucks, but I've been up there before snowboarding where we come across highway patrol and you let them know, hey, you're four-wheel drive. Most of the time they just say, go ahead. Sometimes they're in a class where everybody must cable up, and I've been up there with a four-wheel drive, and they're like, nope, everybody's got to cable up. You got to cable up, man. Okay, so be it. If you have them, it's not a big deal. You pull over, put them on, and good to go. If you don't have them, you got to turn around and go back down the hill. Or sometimes there's people selling them up there, and you will pay a pretty penny for them. Go to your local auto parts store here in San Diego. Most of them carry them this time of year. Buy yourself a set of cables. Keep them with your vehicle. By the way, also learn which they go on, the front or rear, if you drive a car. Front-wheel drive cars do not work well if you put cables on the rear tires. They do not help. Don't laugh. I've seen it happen up there. Like tires spinning, and then you're like looking at the rear like, well, they got the cables on the rear tires, and the front tires are spinning.
No, I just remember in the 80s one time, like when Subaru started big, this lady went to a tire place. And, you know, back then everybody used to change their snow tires, you know, seasonal. And they put her snow tires on the rear fork. It was a front-wheel drive car.
It wasn't an all-wheel drive Subaru, just a front-wheel drive one.
Well, yeah, it was a four-wheel,
It was all-wheel drive. It should have had snow tires on front and rear.
My point is, though, is like it wasn't doing no good because it was normally front-wheel drive. So.
Correct. Yeah. It's not doing any. Yeah, exactly.
And it was the tire place that actually did that to her. I mean, they should have been like, hey, wait a minute. We need to put these on the front.
Well, they also should have put them all the way around, to be honest, when you're on an all-wheel drive. But it is what it is. But, yeah, no, I see funny things like that happen. Yes. So get familiar with your vehicle. If you're going to head up into the snow, be safe. Get yourself some cables and know how to put them on the vehicle and do it where it's not cold and freezing so that you, when you do need them, you can slap them right on there and get back in the car where it's warm and on the road you go. It's very important to do. That is the Auto Talk tip of the week. Learn how to put your snow cables on if you're going to the snow. Important stuff. All right, folks, I do want to remind you Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and star certified up there for over 28 years, taking care of folks in North County, San Diego. Along with West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and smog certified out there in East County for over 7 years, taking care of folks in East County. And doing so, Mr. Chris out there is my manager, along with West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego. Once again, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks out there for coming up on 4 years here shortly, enjoying the central San Diego area there. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and star certified for smog, taking care of folks in the Golden Triangle right across the freeway from us here for almost 2 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason, and that is we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us to make sure we take care of all of our clients like their family. Stop in and have your vehicle serviced to repair and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. Just ask one of your service consultant or one of our service consultants or call in. They can do it over the phone, and we're happy to get you that. The West Automotive Group cards that we have available, like I said, are 6 months no interest, and you can use them more than once continually anytime you have a repair. So it gives you 6 months. You don't have to cloud up your other credit cards. We're here to help as much as we can during this time of COVID. We're also have specific COVID protocols in place to keep everything clean and safe for you and our employees as clients and our employees. So those items are being observed daily with masks and everything. If you need to get your vehicle serviced or repaired, just reach out. We're here to help. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis. If you think you have a transmission problem or concern, make sure you get in and let us diagnose it. We too often see people that are recommended to get a transmission service or repair that is incorrect. It may not even be transmission related. So get into us and we'll get you handled and taken care of. You can go to westautomotivegroup.com to make those appointments. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work and home. So we'll take you home, we'll take you to work, and we'll get you picked back up when we're done. We're there to help you out in any way we can. If you do need a rental vehicle, we have low-cost rental vehicles at any of our four locations. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. by just going to westautomotivegroup.com, clicking on one of the links and sign up to become a follower, and we send out tips all the time. You can also check out the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan on the CW and Fox 5 News every week. Just go to westautomotivegroup.com, click on the Automan at the bottom, and it'll take you right there to the Automan page. Also, Auto Talk Radio page is there, and all of our podcasts are located there. So if you miss a show, you can go there and download it if you like, or listen to it right on your computer, etc. That's westautomotivegroup.com, and just click on Auto Talk. You can also email us anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But call us now at 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to help you about, help talk to you about. So stumbling along a little bit there, but it's all good, right? Good stuff. So real quick, let's grab Bruce in Carlsbad. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. I had a Grand Cherokee, and it's actually my son's, and it was, I talked to you about it before. It was a transmission, and the transmission was replaced, and what was unique is because it took so long to get that tranny during this COVID thing, I guess.
Yeah.
anyway, they did it. It was a dealer, and they performed it. It was worked perfect. And the thing is, a couple weeks or a month later, after the installation, it went into a limp mode and all kinds of
locks into second gear. Yeah, picks up a fault.
Error codes. And anyway, so popped the hood, and the there's a housing that becomes after the air cleaner, and that and a this is a Hemi, and that housing is bolted down to the supposed to be bolted down to the engine, and the bolt was missing, and it was very loose. That's what brought our attention to it. It was so loose, and also the because of this looseness, apparently the hoses with the hose clamp had become unattached. They broke away, in other words. And so it put it back together again. I had a bolt that was that fit, and reattached the hoses, but that stayed in the limp mode. And after driving to another facility, close facility, that was just in the limp mode, it turned out that they said that a piece of became stuck in the throttle body.
Oh yeah.
And then we relayed to them about this issue with this loose housing, and they said, "Ah, that explains it." Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was a cheap fix, and I just wondered to it kind of bottom line on this is like, okay, you've got a dealership, and they use their master mechanic, and they did a wonderful job on the installation of the transmission, and then they probably used an intern to finish up, put it together, okay, and relieve the master mechanic, and that's where I have to think something like that must have happened. What say you?
I doubt there was an intern involved. What I believe is that so that was left loose, and somebody that whoever worked on your vehicle, the technician, didn't go back and double check everything, which is a big policy of ours. Like, take a breath, step back, double check all your work, you know, put your eyes on it, make sure it's good, because something like that left loose. And what happened was that vehicle ended up getting false air into the throttle body, setting that air code, putting it in limp home because of how loose that was. Now, it probably wasn't as loose as it was when you found it, but it worked its way that way, and that's what happens when you don't double check things. So it's always good just to double check. And somebody obviously had taken things apart while they were doing the transmission on it, the technician working on it, and that's what ended up happening. It just happens sometimes. But
like I say, that was an actual missing bolt, and you probably know the bolt, that great big plastic housing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's bolts down to the engine, probably intake manifold.
Correct. And the problem with that is when you get that, you get false. So the mass air flow sensor is right at the air intake or air cleaner assembly. Then it goes through that tube to the motor. So with that loose, the mass air flow sensor can't register the correct amount of air to the computer coming in to handle fuel control. And then things getting caught in the throttle body causes other issues. And you get a limp home and a drivability concern and all that. So I can see exactly how that happened. But the plain simple truth is somebody didn't recheck their work when they were done to make sure that everything was complete and put back together the way it was. And that's one reason that you take a step back after you're all done, do a couple road tests, visually look at everything, and then you can put the done stamp on it, as we say.
Yeah, well, good luck if that kind of thing happens at a dealership.
Well, that's you'd like to think that, I can just, I'll tell you this, things as far as this goes. We go out and hire some of the most qualified master technicians there are for our facilities. A lot of those folks have left the dealerships. They don't always take care of their people, you know, and I'm not saying there's not good technicians at the dealership. There are here and there, but they also have some younger guys that don't have all the experience that the master techs do. And that's why we tend to stay with the master techs. You know, you have to pay them more money. I'm fine with that. I'd way rather pay somebody really good that's really good at what they do to make sure and take care of our clients.
Well, and you guys, I wish you had a North County coastal facility.
Well, someday that might happen. Keep your eyes open.
Will do. Thanks for your help, sir.
Thanks for listening, Bruce. Yeah, thanks for sharing, and you have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, folks, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio here. Give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170, the KCBQ hotline. Brendan's over there waiting to answer your calls to get you in queue so you can talk to us. Anyway, I also want to remind everybody the show is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other automotive-related batteries at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. They are the highest quality batteries out there and the number one worldwide technician-recommended battery. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, hit westautomotivegroup.com. We'll get you in and get an Interstate installed for you. Why? Because they are the highest quality batteries out there. Also, if you need a battery for any other need, because let me tell you, they have a battery for everything. No question. And if you missed the Interstate battery show I did with the Interstate guy the one day that Kevin was gone, he ran away during the summer. And I did a show with one of the Interstate guys, and a great show. He talked about their batteries and different things and all kinds of battery stuff. We talked about medical batteries, and they do all kinds of stuff. So anyway, if you need a battery for any other need than automotive related, you can check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Highest quality out there. All right, real quick, let's grab Alan in Lakeside. Good morning, Alan. Thanks for holding. How are you doing?
Doing great, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking a call.
No problem.
I have a 2002 GMC Sierra Duramax Crew Cab.
Okay.
Two-wheel drive. With a 6-speed manual.
Nice.
And I have not yet mounted my fifth wheel. I want to buy a fifth wheel trailer and start touring the country.
Okay.
The concern I have is when I back up the vehicle just without any load in it, it feels funny, and there's like a clunk, 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 clunk as I back up. And I've checked everything on the chassis underneath. I don't see anything loose. Somebody had mentioned in a log post on one of the blogs that maybe they want to put in like a torque bar system. What's your recommendations at this point?
I like Kevin.
Because to me, a lot of times you get axle wrap on those things. And basically leaf springs going. I know they make all these things now to help keep the leaf springs, you know, like it's almost like, what did they call them back in the day?
Like a torsion bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they help to keep the leaf springs from ramping up on you.
You can add those on, right? Is that what you were talking about, Alan?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I've seen stuff in like some of these online parts places where what you're doing is you got a super hot rod and you're cranking out 9 million horsepower.
Yeah.
You want to keep all the horsepower on the ground. I don't care. I'm not going to do anything to the engine other than maybe put a cold air filter intake on it. But I think 300 horsepower with a turbo diesel was going to be fine going up the hills.
Yeah, yeah. So what, Kevin, the axle wrap's the same thing with those, only it goes on those, on performance cars, it goes the other direction, and they put those torsion bars on there to prevent the axle from twisting up because they're putting out so much horsepower. These trucks do it the way they're designed when you go in reverse, though, right, Kevin?
Yeah, because you got to remember that, especially with the manual and the diesel, it's got such a low ratio at that point.
High torque.
It kind of, I mean, depending where your foot is on the throttle. Even like the new, I've noticed the new GMC trucks, they have like the shock thing that attaches to the axle. It's the new torsion bar is what it is. It keeps the keeps the diff from moving a lot on that thing.
But I believe there is a torsion you could add to those if need be. But what I do is obviously need to verify that's what it is, obviously. And if that is what it is, then it's not that big a fix, you know, to try to alleviate it somewhat. It won't damage the vehicle either, and you only get it when backing up. So,
okay, I did see somebody on a YouTube channel that actually took their little GoPro camera and they mounted it underneath the vehicle, and then they did a road test before and after.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And you can see the thing actually torque up and torque down.
Yep.
So I mean, the guy I bought the truck from, it's a used vehicle. It's, only got 140,000 miles. The truck's going to outlive me. I'm 66. Okay. And,
well, and in taking care of that truck, it definitely can be your last truck. No question about it.
That's the plan. I mean, it's a crew cab. It's great. He only drove from San Diego Lakeside to Yuma with his toy hauler for his, quads and his motorcycles and stuff back and forth. So he averaged 5,000 miles a year for the time he owned the vehicle. I mean, that's nothing.
It's barely broke in.
Yeah. And so, I mean, do I go ahead and do more research or just go with the flow and just let it go?
Well, you could do that, or you could add an external traction bar onto it to prevent that doing so and see if that takes care of it. You could get in and have us take a look at it and verify that's what it is. It just depends. But a lot of those have that, right, Kevin?
Yeah, I would start, though, figuring out why it's doing it.
Make sure it is that actually that's doing it. If so, which is highly likely, but, at the same time, I hate to say somebody, that'll take care of it. That's not a problem. Don't worry about it. And it ends up being something else.
I'm bringing into your alcohol and store sometimes.
Yeah, that would be the best. Just verify if that's what it is. And there, like you said, there are some options, aftermarket stuff to put on there to alleviate that. Or you can live with, a lot of people live with it. It's just going in reverse. So, and if you've got a fifth wheel on it, you're not going to be going backwards fast. So you'll be fine.
I don't do anything fast with that truck.
Gotcha.
I want to say, after you put some weight on that truck, you probably won't feel it as much anyways.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So one of those things. But yeah, sure, we're happy to take a look at it for you.
Okay, super. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thanks for the call, and thanks for listening, Alan. Have a safe, wonderful, and try to stay dry weekend out there.
You betcha.
You got it, buddy. Bye-bye. That's a great question, because some of these things are built into cars that just happen.
Well, especially those trucks, they have such a low ratio and everything is so big. You do get clunking out of them and stuff. I mean,
And some things are built into vehicles, even like motorcycles. I have, one of the motorcycles I have is a KTM 990R adventure bike. And because of the way the rake, because that bike's, although it's a big bike, it's like a Dakar bike, it's built for off-road. Because of the rake of the forks on that thing, the first time we were on we did Yosemite, I did with a bunch of guys, and we were camping off of it. There was four of us riding and camping off that thing. And going down the freeway, I realized that if you let go of the handlebars of that thing gets a bad wobble. And so the first time we stopped, I'm like, that was right after I'd bought that bike, put all the panniers on and all that stuff, and the crash bars and all that. And I was like, GPS'd it up, wired it up for my heated jacket, heated grips. Everything's on the bike, right? It's done. And I said, there's something wrong with this bike. And my buddy Jeff goes, what do you mean there's something wrong with the bike? And I was like, you like take your hands off like at 65 mile an hour. And dude, you get this death wobble, like
speed
a Jeep
wobble.
Death wobble. And he goes, oh no, they all do that. I said, why? He's like, well, it's the way they're designed. The rake. And I was like, oh. He's all, there's nothing you can do it. Even though I have a steering stabilizer on and all that, there's nothing you can do about it. They do that. But if you keep your hands on it, just the lightest touch, it doesn't happen.
Well, that's the thing. They take, to make something better in one performance, you lose in a little bit of area.
Well, correct. You can't rake forks and have an off-road motorcycle. It doesn't work that way, that kind of rake to it, So just one of those things. It's all good.
It's kind of like if you make a tranny upshift a little bit firmer because, you want a little faster, then it might clunk downshifting. I mean,
gotcha. That's true. All right, real quick, let's grab Alan in Chula Vista. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing today?
Doing good. Love listening to you guys when you're just talking about yourself. Hey, I got a question about we have a 2005 Toyota Prius.
Uh-huh.
And we don't drive that car real often. And I've had the battery go down, and I just put a regular charger on it. But I think you guys were talking about it one time, that you have to be careful the charge rate you use compared to a regular, you know, car with that. That's not a hybrid. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about charge rate? Is it better to use a like a battery tender, a trickle charger, or is it okay to just put a regular battery charger on? When I put it on, it usually goes up to about 8 amps, and then it just tapers down to, you know, 3 or 4 when it's charged.
Yeah. So you're talking about the start battery for that vehicle, the little battery that looks like a normal car battery, right?
Right. It's a, what they call a primary battery. It powers the electronics. And
Different hybrid people. Some people call them primary. Some people call it the start battery, et cetera. Yeah. So number one, charging, that's a lead acid battery. So you can use a regular battery charger, but anytime you're going to charge a low battery, it's always best to do it low amperage and in a long period of steady charge to bring it back to life. Fast charging anything is not good on, and even if it's not a hybrid. So plain and simple, battery tenders are great. They're little trickle chargers, and all they do is when the voltage drops to a certain area, it's got a little, it turns on a thing and it charges it back up. I have a couple vehicles. I have those on right now because of COVID. We haven't been using them, and the batteries were continually going dead. So, you know, that's the only way to keep them charged up, which is extremely important. Otherwise, you'll kill the battery in short order.
Is there some way to reduce the charge rate on a standard battery charger? You know, they're just pretty basic.
It depends on which battery charger you have, to be honest with you. The ones like we use in the shop have like 5 different settings on them, all the way from trickle charge to what's called a start setting, where it puts enough voltage and amperage out to actually start a vehicle with a dead battery. So just depends on the charger you have.
So, yeah, you're talking about the chargers on basically on wheels.
Yes.
You can wheel around the shop.
Yeah.
Rather than just a pickup and carry thing.
Correct. They have trickled. What's a slow charge on them also.
Even the old pickup carry ones, they used to have switches on them. So
usually,
one of my little ones that I have at the house has 2 and 6 amps on it, and it's just a little dinky one, but, I mean, it still had the switch to go from 2 amps to 6 amps. So.
But there could be ones out there that don't.
And there's also smaller ones out there that actually have jump start on them. The ones that were like tackle box size.
Yeah. So just depends on what you have. But it's always best to do a low amperage, a slow charge on any lead acid battery that's dead.
Okay. What would be the charge rate of the slow charge if you read it on a meter?
Usually it's around 2 amps or less.
Okay. That sounds more like a battery tender.
Well, correct. That's slow charge. A battery tender is a slow charge. That's all it does. Same thing. But the battery tender is slow charge all the time, and it shuts off, though, whenever the full charge comes. It's got a switch in it, whereas a charger doesn't always do that. You put it on slow charge, and if you put a battery tender on a battery that's fairly dead and it let it start to charge, it will eventually bring it up to full charge, but it's going to it takes quite a while, which is best on a lead acid battery because fast charging them can damage them sometimes.
Okay.
Okay.
So then let me just ask the last question then.
Sure.
If when the engine's running, is that about what the current is in the charging the battery? In other words, from an alternator, are you running about, especially on the hybrids, are you running about 2 to 5 amps?
It depends on how low the battery is. Once again, an alternator knows how low a battery is and how many amps and stuff. So, and the draw on the system as far as that goes. So an alternator puts out more amps when there's more draw on the system, and a low battery will put more draw on the system. So
I want to say an average alternator is putting out 50 amps because once you start the car up, then you start using your heater, your radio,
correct.
Your windshield wipers.
Correct. So the charging system on a car regulates what the load on the car is, regulates the amount of amps it's putting out what the load on the car is. So the more load, so like you turn your wipers on, your heater on, your AC on, and you have your headlights on high beam and all that. So the more load you put on, the more that alternator will put out. Does that make sense?
Okay. Does it have a built-in regulator somewhere in the alternator?
Most of them are built into that. Some of them are regulated by the PCM now, or powertrain control module.
Chrysler likes to do that.
Yeah, that's Chrysler's favorite thing to do. Yeah. So
okay.
So it just depends. But yes, there is. They are regulated, and they're electronic solid state. So, you know, as far as that goes. We used to have little voltage regulators, you know, external of those when they're alternators, and voltage regulators that were external when we had, before alternators, when we had a, come on, what's the name of it, Kevin?
Oh, generator.
Generator, yeah, long thing, yeah. So back in the old days, that was a long time ago. So, but yes, now almost all alternators now are internally regulated, or it's regulated by the powertrain control module.
Okay, good. I think I'm going to have to go out and look for a better battery charger, because mine just, the only switch it has on is between 6-volt and 12-volt output.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, there's all kinds of them out there. And, you know, you could, if not, you can even probably find one on Amazon that's pretty good, and the cost isn't too bad of them.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, good deal. Thanks for the advice.
Hey, thanks for listening, Alan. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Stay dry.
Thank you, too. Talk to you later.
Take care. Bye. All right, very cool. Good questions.
Yes. Yep. It's always better to slow charge a battery.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. Glad us that batteries don't like to be fast charged ever.
I know us as Americans, we want it now, but...
as Americans.
Well, we
us
do.
As, I us mean, as people in general.
Why don't we buy electric cars more often? Because we don't want to wait 12 hours to have our car recharged. You know what I mean? So yeah,
very true. Very true. So a couple last things I wanted to hit up since we've gone through seems all callers. If you got a question, I want to jump in real quick. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. But so a couple other things you need to know is what kind of warranty is a facility giving? You know, was the shop clean and presentable? Do they have a nice customer bathroom? You should stop in and see our customer's bathroom. They're really cool.
Right.
Yeah, nice. Did they offer a ride to work or somewhere you need to go? Work, home, back, etc. Was there a comfortable, pleasant, and clean waiting area? During COVID right now, we don't allow a bunch of people to wait. So heads up, that's although it's still there, we're just not using it.
Well, under them things, you're flying underneath the state's regulations anyway. So
correct.
It's not.
Yes.
It's not like you're trying to throw them out the door. It's just the state says.
Yep. If a repair facility passes all these tests, it can hang the AAA shingle, as we call it. As you can see, membership and associations such as this is a significant qualifier when evaluating a facility. Very important stuff. So, you know, like I said, visit the shop you're interested in after verifying it's AAA approved. Does it look like it ought to be condemned by the health department? Boy, I will tell you this. I've been in independent shops before that, like, there's parts in the waiting area, and there's something like, oh, my gosh.
You know,
we've never seen that before, have we, in a transmission shop?
You don't. I don't think you. It was probably more common in the 70s, 80s. I don't think you see
early
that.
Early 90s.
I don't think you see that as much as, of course, I don't. It's not that I wander into the auto repair shops very
often. I'm sure they're out there. I don't know. But just, you know, cleanliness is important. I always tell people, and my employees and all of us agree, you know, the way that we keep everything like the lobbies and all this stuff is how we take care of your car also. Clean and orderly, you know.
Yes.
So important stuff, no question about it, you know, and just knowing that the other thing that goes along with that is do they give out quality warranties behind us, you know, like we have everything from 2 years, 24,000 miles nationwide to 3 years, 100,000. The reason we do that is because work we do is quality, and we want to give you a peace of mind when you have your vehicle serviced or repaired with us. So, you know, we also display all of our certifications, right?
Yes.
So very important stuff, you know, and we handle and use all quality parts to make sure that your vehicle is fixed properly the first time is what we're shooting for. No offense, but the next time we see you back, we'd like it for a different service or repair. Well, one of those things. Anything else you want to throw on top of this?
No.
It's
been almost, you know.
It's important.
Things have been kind of normal lately. Which, I mean, it's, you know, for auto repair, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So just make sure and do your vetting, in other words, but like I was stating, you know, and make sure that they have the equipment needed to fix your vehicle properly. You know, some facilities, like if you rolled in with a Lamborghini to any of our stores, we'd point you down the road. We don't work on those cars.
Well, they're kind of a specialty car, so.
They are. Lamborghinis, as far as that goes, you know, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, not my thing. We don't do those. You know, we do European cars, you know, like regular BMWs and stuff like that. But those those cars we don't do a 10 stuff on, and you need specialty tools to do them anyway. So most people that work on those, you know, we don't do we smog and do small repairs on the, like the Porsche four doors and stuff like that. But when you get into the Carreras and all those need to go over to a specialty Porsche guy too.
Well, yeah, because most of those cars you have to pretty much take them completely apart to even put a clutch in it.
Correct.
It's not like you just pull the transmission out. You got to disassemble half the body, and
you do. We don't do a ton of those on that stuff. But you know, we do the ones. What is the Porsche that's just like the Volkswagen Tioga or whatever? Same vehicle, right?
Oh, the SUV.
Yeah,
the one with the Toyota transmission.
Yeah, it's a Volkswagen with a Toyota transmission. Yes. And it's got a Porsche label on it.
Yes, yes.
We work on those. It's the same
because it's the normal car.
It is a it's a day to day normal car, exactly. All right, folks, we appreciate you joining us today. We want you, everybody out there here at Auto Talk Radio, everybody out there to keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. If you're living here in Southern California, slow down a little bit. It is rain, and I know it is not a normal problem that we have, but here we go. We're heading into winter, and it's going to, or we're heading out of winter. I don't know what we're doing.
I was going to say, it's about time. It's almost February.
It is almost February. We will be back next Saturday. Look forward to seeing you all or hearing you all. Are you all hearing us? Make sure and tune in here at K-Praise and The Answer San Diego, 1170. This has been Auto Talk Radio. We will catch you next Saturday. Take care, folks.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.